any water that leaks through the asphalt gets into the clay and just makes it mushy, and then when the weight gets on it, it cracks that asphalt and makes a bad place. So what they do, they use this little kind of lime rock. Any water that seeps in and around that would make the clay, the vibration would make the road rough. Ocala lime rock takes the soil, the moisture right on down to where it belongs, even rust. I used to wonder why they couldn't use our clay. That's why they can't use our red clay.
What is that asphalt made out of, you know?
No, I've watched them measure. I don't know what they put in it. They use sand, oil, tar. They heat it, haul it out there, mix it all up. It's soft when you put it out. They grate it, let it harden.
They have any gravel roads around?
Not so many. They used to have. Never did have them down here. They tried them out. They tried putting gravel roads, just putting tar on them. It's so rough. The tar would wash between them. So they tried concrete. Concrete don't do so well because our brother-in-law of the state road department, he said that they lost, I forgot now how many million dollars on a paved road from Tallahassee to Pensacola. They decided they wanted to make it concrete. He said it froze down here and they had a bad freeze. He said it cracked so many miles of it till they had to go in there and replace it. See, the water seeped in there through the concrete. Well, it expands, contracts and expands. They have to put tar in between them so it takes care of the contraction and expansion. And that they didn't have a proper foundation to take the water on down because it dripped and cold. And he said it just broke in pieces. When it expanded, it eased in against that other piece of concrete. It's solid, so it pulled. Great. The contracts all right, pulled apart, but it expanded more than the contract. And they have tar in between. You've seen how they make them in blocks. They never do make them solid. They got places for it to expand, the contract. They misfigured it, so they had to rebuild the whole system. I forgot now how many million dollars it cost.
You were walking in the city, you wouldn't walk in the street, but you'd walk on the
sidewalk.
Yes. And say if you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they'll tell you, well, he's not.
Not in.
And let's see. Say you're in town and you met someone. Instead of saying, I met him in town, you might say, I ran.
Ran into him up the city, uptown.
Yes.
Downtown.
Yes. And say, if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say you named the child. What if a child has the same looks that his father has? You said that the child, what?
If he has what?
If he has his father's looks, you say he what? He. What if he doesn't really look like him, but he kind of acts like him, has the same actions and so forth?
Chip on the old box. I guess so. That's old fashioned thing, but it's still true.
Yes, it sure is. We talked about dogs yesterday. What do you call them? Oh, a little mixed breed. Says a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I call them mongrel. Uh-huh. A lot of people call them curs. Curs breed of dog. I found out after I was grown. I didn't know it for a long time.
Is it fine?
Genuine cur is a type of dog.
Feist to breed too?
I think a feist, people may be mistaken, they call all small dog feist. I think a feist is a general expression. I don't think it's a type of a dog. I haven't read a lot about it, but it seems to me that these little small terriers, these rat terriers, and these Mexican dogs and whatnot all come under the name of a feist.
Yes.
I call it feist, that's what I think. But they don't use that word as much as they used to. Now they got the way they name these dogs by the breed.